you a year. If I say it once, I gotta say it twice. As if I say it three times, it's a charm. What's that wordy word? Ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, gods and goddesses, how y'all coming? If you don't know, now you do. I'm Old Dog, Big Money Man. Mr. Ain't Got It On Me, I Got It In Me. I'm bringing y'all a pre-recorded podcast. As always and usual, it's live to me, pre-recorded to y'all. Same toilet, different feces, you hear me? Hey, you know the routine. Diving right in, no swimming lessons, just swimming trunks. Ain't really no food for thought this time. No food for thought, but I will like to elaborate on something that I find to be creative. You know, we live in a world full of fake people. Well, they all are humans, but they still live a fake life, a persona. Everybody want to be something that they're not. They dream of being something. They look up to something. They visualize being something. They dream of something, just like a child that wants to be a police officer or some type of superhero villain or firefighter, Ninja Turtle, Power Ranger, things of that nature, right? You even got some that want to be a gang member. I mean, you got a lot of crazy stuff out here people want to be. Hey, that's their thoughts, that's their ideas. Some of them is not always right. Some of them is just beyond reality. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. Me being a ghostwriter for artists. I got a few artists I'm working with. Three new female artists. And I find it to be very creative how these girls can kind of rap, you know, they can do their own writing, but I'm more of a beast, so they really depend on me to write their music, because, you know, I come with the bars, the lyrics, the hooks, and it's very catchy. I get it. Not to take nothing away from them, but me personally, I'm not going to say no names, because when you're a ghostwriter, it's called ghostwriter for a reason. It's confidentiality. I create a persona. I create something that they could be or that they're not. And most of the time, I have my own creativity, create my own stories and storylines in my mind. And I put it on pen and pad, and I give it to them. Even sometimes with their ad-libs, I tell them what to say and what not to say. It depends. Like, I got several bangers out there, several hits that, you know what I'm saying, that will be pushed mainstream. Nobody want to deal with no record labels. Nobody wants to be under nobody else's radar. It's all about being independent. If they was to leave me right now, I'm still going to find artists, because I'm still talented. I'm still a beast. And I still salute them. But, you know, they fuck with me so hard, we just get started. And they like what they working with and dealing with. They like the monster that they dealing with, which is me. And we going to continue. I say this to say this. Creativity comes in many forms and fashions. Even if a person's not creative, you can come along to create something that they don't have. You can paint a picture for them and make them see things clearer. I mean, even though some of these artists don't have the creativity that they should and might not be able to make it on their own, or some, maybe they can. It's not for me to judge. I'm the producer, I'm the writer, and, you know, I came along and created something by using them. And without them, I wouldn't have an empire, because I don't want to really get on stage and do it. I let them do it because they got the swagger for it, the looks for it, all of the above. You know, when you're beautiful, got a nice body, and your voice sound good on the track, and you come with that swagger and that feel, and them lyrics that I'm giving you, oh man, it's over with. You're gonna kill it. Just a matter of time before they become megastars. But I always tell them, don't sell your soul. Don't sell out. No contracts. And if you get a lawyer, if you don't, read the fine prints. Read it if you gotta read it 52 times. All you got is time on your hands. Don't allow them to rush you on any fucking thing. If they rush you, that means they're not real, and that means they up some bullshit. Decline. do your own thing. Better off doing your own thing anyway. Have your own label, being independent, because it's less stress and less of a headache. But if you decide to sign, you want to take the fucking lazy, easy way out, then be my guest. These record labels, you don't need them. You got free social media. You got the streets. You got one motherfucker that can hear you. It's got some clout. They don't have to be an artist or a rapper. They can be a comedian. They can be a nigga who floss and flunt. They bust, you know, front, they move on motherfucking social media every day. Or you can be a female that twerk all fucking day, got a fat, juicy ass or a BBL. And niggas love her, girls love her, and they just follow her every day. Wake up every morning, wonder what the fuck she's saying every day. And she can post your shit, blow you the fuck up. All it takes is one motherfucking button, one word, one hearsay, and somebody gonna gravitate to, oh, I wonder who the hell she's talking about. I wonder who that is. I wonder who the hell she's always talking about. She liked this nigga song or this female song, always playing some particular song. I wonder who the fuck this is. This nigga or this female, you know what I'm saying? They hard. The song is hard. It's lit. I like it. And that shit, she fucking with it. That shit, she fucking with it. I'ma fuck with it. Females wanna be like her, so females gonna play that song. The dudes wanna fuck, so the dudes gonna play that song. It is what it is. Before you know it, the song gonna blow. And then when that song blow, that artist gonna blow, because people gonna wanna know the face and the voice behind the song. That's just reality of it. Not knowing that I wrote the whole fucking song, I made the beat, I put it together. You just see the artist, that's all you see. You're thinking the artist did all that. The artist didn't do anything. That's why you don't know who created what. Everything's a hand-me-down. Religion and everything. And you don't know who created this whole song, this whole persona. All along you thinking it's this person. And it's not. That's why you gotta be careful what you put out there, what narrative you push, what you say, what you believe in, what you disbelieve. You don't fucking know. That's why it's best to just keep your mouth shut and do your research before you speak out. Because you don't know. All the time. You don't even know. This is just a person that thought they can rap, found me. I'm ghostwriting for them. I created their whole fucking image. Everything about them I created. Their bars and all. The songs and all. You know what I'm saying? Probably one that's paying for the music videos and the studio time. They damn sure ain't making their own beats, because I'm doing that too, right? Because I'm very talented. You don't even know. You're praising a motherfucker with no real clout, no real anything. I'm giving them that clout. I'm the man behind the scene. I could be in a video one time. You don't even know I created this whole character. And all this time, you worshiping a motherfucker that's a nobody. Everybody's somebody. They're nobody when it comes to building something in this music. They're nobody when it comes to the character that they created. That character that made $1 billion, but that character ain't real. That character's fake, because I'm that character. And hell, half the shit I write, I'm not even about that life and living. I'm just creative as fuck. Of course I live a wild life, but what I did in my past ain't gonna fit her description. She's a female. Might be for a dude, but for a female, you know. And they be like, yeah, man, how you learn how to write for a female? How is that possible? I don't mean I'm thinking like a woman. You can always think like a woman and not be a woman. Creativity comes in so many ways. It's divine. It's chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. It's something that you can't just wake up with, since it's a gift that I had. I would never trade in. As long as God allowed me to keep it, I'm going to use it to my knowledge. I'm going to get rich off of it. And that's just the story that I want to push out there. So be careful what you say. Be careful what you do. Be careful what you believe in. You might see a motherfucker riding down the street on a Ferrari or a Lamborghini. Now, a Ferrari or Lamborghini don't mean a motherfucking thing. Nor does it make this person any more or any less. But you don't know. It could be his mama's. It could be rented. Hell, it could not even be a Lamborghini. As far as we know. Don't believe the hype. sound good, look good. Don't believe everything you hear and see. Come out of your childish ways. Stop thinking like a child, believing everything like a child, and become an adult and a wise man or woman, and do wise things, and learn. And wisdom come by hearing, and not by gossiping, not by sightseeing. That's all I'm saying. Somebody wanted me to really elaborate more on the sex talk. And of course, it's levels to this shit. I can't give it all to you at once. An inch at a time. Like I tell my shorty, an inch at a fucking time. Can't give it all to you at once. Not all the time. You know? And there's levels to sex. We definitely gonna talk about hygiene with male and female. We definitely gonna talk about the difference between a threesome and a train, and maybe the similarities. We definitely gonna talk about the age range. What's a good age to have sex, and versus people who really have sex at a young age, and you know, motherfuckers can't really stop it. That includes the parents. And also talk about why they should stop it, and why, you know, it's a thing to where people, you know, give you advice to use condoms because they know you're not, they know that you are going to have sex instead of trying to put the fear of God in you. They can care less. They don't care. I wonder why so many fucking young kids out here having kids. Well, I want to speak on a few things. I really do. First comes first. It'd be great to have a female on this segment episode to speak on this. Because, you know, it's always good to get two sides. I can always have my side, of course. I'm one man, one person. I believe what I believe. I don't let people think for me. I you know, read the minds of people, but also, you know, don't judge. I can only tell you what I experience and what I know, what I learn. Can't tell you nothing more than that, because if I lie to you, I'm going to have to tell another lie to cover that lie. Because the truth don't cover a lie, and the truth only covers the truth. You understand what I'm saying? That's just reality of it. Especially when it's the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Now, when it comes to having sex, first and foremost, before we speak on this, let's speak on the hygiene. Let's start with the man. There are a lot of you guys that don't wash your ass. But just speak the reality. You think just because you're a guy, you can get by with it. Yes, you can sometimes. But it depends on who you are. Sometimes it don't. I did this experiment thing to where, you know, I studied a few guys that I know, even a couple teenagers. I'm going to use my stepson as an example. I don't know if it's him or his mom used to buy him this cheap-ass Jordan cologne. And they always thought it smelled good. To me, even when you spray it by itself, I thought it was musty and stink, and it just make my stomach weak. It just give me a headache. Sometimes make me nauseated. I just hate the smell of Jordan's old cologne. I've never thought Jordan had nice smelling cologne anyway. I always thought whoever making this man's cologne need to sit their ass down. Y'all just need to stick to the shoes until y'all can get YSL or Sauvage or somebody, Versace, to come in and help this guy. Leave the shit alone. And I noticed when he put the cologne on his body, he smells musty, like he just ran track for 2 days straight without washing his ass, and smelled like he ran from one state to the next, from border to border. I mean, that's what he smelled like, because he already has a natural musty smell to him. It's in his genes. His sisters and brothers smell like that. I think they get their from their mother, their daddy. I don't know. But I'm not belittling nobody. I'm just speaking facts. But when he sprayed that cologne, it brings out his must, his funky smell. And he stank up the whole house. That's when I'm going to come in the crib after school, or, you know what I'm saying, hustling, working, or whatever. I know he's been in the crib because I can smell him. And that's crazy when you can smell somebody before you see him. You can smell him. You know he's been there recent. You can smell him. You can tell he in the house. You can smell him. You can follow the trail of the smell upstairs, out back. You just know where he at because you can smell his ass. I say that to say this. Everything don't go with everybody. Even females. Knock their pH balance off with guys. Even with guys, you have a chemistry. Cologne is a chemical. If it doesn't match your chemical or your chemistry then in your body, then you don't need to be wearing it because every cologne don't go with everybody. There are some people out here that can wear any cologne and it's going to smell good. It can be loud, but not too loud, just enough for everybody to smell it. And you can smell it yourself. Sometimes I can't smell my cologne, but other people can smell it and they always brag about how good I smell. I don't know what it is about me. Not to brag on myself. When I put on cologne, people can smell it. And for some reason, I might not like the smell of the cologne, but I'm assuming that my scent and my chemical reacting to the chemical of the cologne makes it smell better on me. I don't fucking know. I've heard some stories about chemistry and how the chemists tell me that that's possible, that's happened and everything. And I just like the way some cologne smell on me. I'm not attracted to every fucking cologne because I do have my own taste. I do have good taste. I really do like expensive cologne. I've always been a expensive cologne lover. And I also like to get the opinions of a young man. But 95% of my opinions that really matters to me, that I really care about, are females. Middle-aged, older. Especially girls that are 20, 25, and 30, 35. Between them ages, you got to get their opinions. Because that's what you mostly I'm attracted to. And that's what really matters. If they like it, I love it. I can love it all day. But if it's making motherfuckers snore their nose up and look at you funny and crazy and step the fuck away from you, then you don't need to be wearing that shit because you running motherfuckers away. You might run away your soulmate. Don't even know your soulmate in line at McDonald's waiting to get a hot fry. That could be your soulmate. You got to wait another 5 years to run into her because you wore some funky ass cologne. You could have had a beautiful ass woman. She could have been like, damn, he cute, he this, he that. I'ma just, you know how women do. They do corny shit just to holler at you, bro. They'll drop something in front of you and ask you to pick it up for them. See if you'll do it, like just to have a conversation with you. She might be feeling you. All because you stink, she gonna be like, never mind, fuck this nigga funky. I don't know what the fuck he wearing. Is he wearing shit? Because he stink. On top of the fact that you guys need to stop thinking that you can miss a day without washing your ass. That cream cheese build up around your balls, your penis, God forbid, if you are uncircumcised. You know what I mean. If you're a guy, you know what the fuck going on. Just imagine. It ain't rocket science. You gotta wash your musty ass armpits because you gotta understand men sweat more than women. And that's another reason why you have to wash your ass. Yes, a woman's vagina hole is like an open wound, except it's not a wound. Of course, you need to wash your pussy every day. Sometimes 2-3 times a day. At least twice a day. So vagina should be washed minimum twice a day. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. She need to wash that pussy in the morning and at night. She need to wash that fucking pussy. Not just that night, night to night. Morning and night, she need to wash it when she get up. Because women be in hot beds under the cover all night. Coochie might sweat overnight. She might fart. She might pee. Anything. Wash your jiggly asses. And your pussies. There are a lot of different shaped pussies out here. So some women wash their pussies and vaginas. The more polite word. A specific way. They all really wash the same. Some have to get in the creases more than others. Because a lot of y'all got some cauliflower looking ass pussies. Now you dudes, a lot of you men don't believe in taking baths. You think it's feminine. No, the fuck it's not. That's why you act motherfuckers got crusty feet, you stink, and you don't smell polite to these women. Hell, you don't even smell polite to another man, let alone a woman. You need to soak your fucking ass. There's nothing wrong with that. Like I told my homie Tarina in one of the sex episodes, I said, I'm old school. My grandma used to put a cap full of bleach in my bath water with some bubble bath and suds, detergent or whatever the fuck. We old school. We hood. But it got the job done because I was squeaky clean and my ass was clean. I would literally put a cap full of bleach in my bath water. It's not like you're going to smell it. It's only cap full versus a whole fucking full tub because I like to fill mine's damn near to the rim. Not to where it's going to overfill, but you know what I can, you know, my body can submerge all my body in there all the way up to my damn near the bottom of my earlobe. I want to get all that water. I want to swim in that shit. I want to soak. You understand? Then, you know, when you do that, you wash up, get out, soak some more, then get out, and then you take a shower if you feel like it. Unless you're going to wash off while you're still in the tub. Because, you know, it's always good to have a deep tub, look like a jacuzzi, the size of a jacuzzi, and it's always good to have a walk-in shower. These days, a lot of cribs have walk-in showers and big tubs. That's just how everything's built now. I'm glad they're doing that. They should have did that a long time ago, but you know, time's changing. We're a little bit more advanced than we were 20, 30, 40 years ago. And you know, you dudes, you know what I'm saying? Your feet, you get in these beds with these females, with your crusty ass feet. These females don't like that shit. They don't give a fuck. Even if they love you, they've been with you for years, they don't really care for it. They just used to. Cutting up their sheets. Women like to be comfortable. They're soft fucking beings. Why you get in the bed with long toenails, raggedy, crusty feet, cutting up this woman's beautiful ass toes and her damn ankles? Not to say every woman has beautiful feet, because if you're a woman, if you don't have beautiful feet and toes, you ain't getting them done. You need to step your game up, or you need to go see a foot doctor or something. There's no way why, no some reason why you shouldn't. There's many ins and outs for women. Women's feet should get like men's feet. Men are careless when it comes to their hygiene and their feet, more so than women. I don't see too many women with bad feet, unless they're like mentally ill or just up in the age, like an elderly woman or something, diabetes or something. They have a reason to have that type of feet, but even they try their best to take care of their feet. These guys don't have no excuse because a lot of y'all make money and y'all got jobs. And y'all spend your money on bullshit. Get you $40. Go to Chim Lee and then get your fucking feet did. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing feminine about that. The more you get your feet done, the softer they are. You're going to feel like you're walking on clouds. You're going to be more comfortable. You're going to have less toxins in your body. And you're going to be able to walk better. And your woman is going to be more pleased with you. You can show your feet when you're swimming. I'm not going to say in public because I don't wear sandals and flip-flops in public. I'm a masculine guy. I don't care for that. I wear that shit around the crib. Or when I'm, you know, at a hotel or something, I want to take a shower. I don't step in nobody's tub or bare feet. But, you know, or I'm in the pool or something, I got some slides on. Not no fucking flip-flops. But you can at least, when your feet is out and open and exposed, it don't look like you can scare a bunch of kids away. You guys want these women to give you fucking oral sex. And you smelling more fishy than their vaginas. That's crazy. That's bogus. Wash your fucking ass, dude. The crack of your ass under your armpits, your neck, behind your ear. A lot of you motherfuckers be missing spots. I'm pretty sure I done heard stories from females. Brush your fucking teeth and your tongue. Like, y'all don't need to be in no woman's face. Breath smell like cracking somebody's ass. That's ridiculous. Like, be hygienic. Because cleanliness is next thing to godliness. You can't call yourself godly if you're not clean. And sometimes they say you can't call yourself clean if you ain't godly neither. Because godliness is not just spiritual, it's physical also. And remember I said it first, because that's facts. As far as you women, a lot of y'all have big ass booties. Your arms are short, you can't even wipe your ass properly. I get it. But learn how to soak your ass. You gotta use two rags, one for your face and one for your body, and that goes for the guys too. A lot of y'all have acne because you use one rag to wash your whole body and your face, it don't work like that. And if you do only have one rag, try to wash your face first. Don't wash your feet, your ass, and your coochie, and then put all that on your face, because there's some bacteria still lingering in that rag. No matter how much you rinse, it's lingering in there somewhere, somehow. Some oils or some dead skin from somewhere. It's in there. Coochie juice, booty juice, something. Get your face first. Get it out the way. Just get it out the way. I don't care. Just get it out the way. Don't hesitate. Don't wait. Just get it out the way. Make sure you get your face first with that clean rag. And then you work the rest of your body. That's only if you only have one rag to use. Don't make excuses. Still wash your face first and then wash your body. You know what I'm saying? Your ass, your vagina, whatever. A lot of y'all women, pH balance be off. Y'all put the wrong chemicals in your body, the wrong soaps. You don't smell too bright. You got too many dicks going up in you. And you want somebody to put some dick in you and you smelling like a dead possum. That shit ain't cool, man. That ain't cool. Some of you women need to soak for an hour or two. And I advise every woman to use bleach, but some women don't care. They will use it. It ain't never hurt nobody. I'm not a woman, so, you know, I don't know how every woman's individually different. Your body reacts to things different. But doesn't mean that you have to walk around fucking stink. Doesn't mean that you don't put lotion and oil on your ass, your thighs. A lot of you women have fat butts, jiggly asses. You have a lot of cellulite. You have fat. Now, every woman has fat on their ass. That's just where all the fat go to. You're a woman. You're feminine. You sit on it all day. I mean, it is what it is. You don't know what you look like when some motherfucker hitting you from the back. You're a black woman and your ass is ashy. It don't look that cute. I mean, motherfucker's still going to fuck you. But it's not appealing to the eye. You don't know what you look like from the back. You look crazy. Think you're doing something. A lot of y'all be bent over, motherfucker smell a hint or something. Half time don't be your coochies, be your big stink asses. Y'all need to wash your asses a little better. A lot of y'all, I ain't really ran into that before. Maybe I have once or twice in the past, but better believe I ain't giving no second chances. I forgive you, but we ain't doing it. I might even forget, but we ain't doing it. We ain't doing nothing sexual. Unless you stink the first time, you're going to be stink the second time. You come at me stinking the first time as a turnoff. That means you either got something or you just don't give a fuck. Or maybe you didn't smell yourself. But I'm going to advise y'all to start putting your fingers down there, smelling yourself. Take your finger and wipe the crack of your ass and smell yourself. Go as deep as you can. And then if you smell something, it's time to hit that shower. Because you ain't do good enough. You ain't wipe good enough. Don't be taking no piss with your pissy ass pussies. That shit stink. Taking a shit, thinking some baby wipes are cool, then you want to fuck somebody. That's fucking nasty. Motherfucker can still catch something, even with a rub on. You definitely can catch something. A yeast infection or maybe worse. Bacteria infection, anything. You fuck your organs, your kidneys up, anything. Not just your vagina walls. You wonder why all that bacteria down there is funky. You have to be motherfucking careful. You have sex, you should always have sex clean. Take a shower, bath before sex, and after. Don't sit around with no funky leftover booty juice and cum juice all over you. That's disgusting, that's nasty. You know what I'm saying? You asking for it. Go in there and rinse off. Wash up real good. Make it do what it do. But make sure you rinse off before you start scrubbing and lathering that DNA on your body. Don't do it. Take that hot water and let it rinse off all the body. The hot water gonna rinse it first, knock it off, and then open your pores and rinse up what's in your pores versus you lathering your body and lathering what's on that rag on your body into your sides, your pores like lotion. You don't want to do that. Rinse off real good for a good 10 minutes. Then you wash and lather. You know, if you're a female, you know, whatever y'all got freaky going on, your face or whatever, get your face and then your body. For you guys, it goes the same for you. Coochie juice all around your legs and thighs and pelvic area and stomach. Yeah, maybe your face. Hell, I don't know. Make it happen. Make it do what it do. Out here where I'm at, every night, every day is a shooting. I can hear the guns go off. I don't know if y'all can hear it on this podcast. And I'm glad that, you know, I found a way to rig this to where you don't really hear too much outside noise, you know, background noise or whatever. And trying to hook an app up to where I can block all that out. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you what they call nigger rig. You got nigger rig some stuff. But we live in a serious, crazy world. Hygiene is everything. It turns a man on more when a woman smells good. It's nothing like a woman that smell good. Come to the bed, she smelling good as shit. She shining, she oily. Fresh out the shower. Oh my God. It just makes it so much better. You don't understand. And I'm pretty sure women feel the same way I feel. Maybe better. She probably like it even more. And I'm cool with that too. I'm cool. You eat me up like a marshmallow. I'm cool with that. Straight out the shower. But I promise you, I'm going to do the same to you in return, baby. I'm going to even it up, even up the score. We're going to have fun. It's nothing like some clean sex, man. Straight out the shower in the tub. Come on now. Don't tell me it ain't. More of y'all need to be like that. Should be fucking in your room smelling like a fucking kangaroos and had the booty party in that motherfucker. Shit's ridiculous. Y'all bogus as hell. Y'all too old for that. Too big and overgrown and grown for that shit. You hear me? It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Women need to brush your teeth before you suck dick. Or wait a while because you have open pores in your mouth when you brush your teeth. You scratch them gums with that brush or whatever you're using. It's open sores, open DNA. Blood is in your mouth. So it's best to wait before you suck a penis, because you put your blood on their penis. Whatever they got in their penis is going into your gums in your mouth. You kiss something in your mouth and in your bloodstream. Yes, it can happen. I did my research. I've talked to a doctor, and I know somebody of several people that has happened to. So you ain't got to take my word for it. Fuck around, you'll find out. Don't never do nothing until you brush your teeth. Don't even kiss nobody. Because that shit is crazy. That's exchange of DNA. The only difference is your DNA is more blood transfusion and theirs could be more bacteria transfusion. You know, I don't know, but there's no need to want to find that shit out. That's nothing you should want to find out. That's just something you should stay away from. If you're going to do what you do, do what you do. But if you brush your teeth, wait a while. You got open wounds all throughout your gums. Your gums and everything are open. Open flesh. Because you just brush your teeth. You're more vulnerable at that moment. It is what it is. Always be hygienic. That's my word. Hygienic. Not only have good hygiene with your body and your mouth. Now it has nothing to do with sex. That's just life in general. But also your sheets should be clean. Your pillow, your bed. You girls be having these stinking ass bonnets on your head. Wash them motherfuckers. Don't be putting them motherfuckers on in the shower and expect them not to stink. Your hair been sitting on your head for about a month. Suspect the shit not to stink. Fuck that. Put a shower cap on. Go buy one that's made out of plastic. Stop being lazy. Stop being cheap. You know what I'm saying? You wearing those bonnets in the shower and the motherfuckers stink. No. It's a lot of things y'all wear. Excuse me. That don't smell the greatest. Because you're doing too much in it. And you're not properly washing it. Or considering it. Some things a man can smell on you that you can't smell on yourself. And that's just the reality of it. Hygiene is important. Age. We're going to talk about this age thing. 18 is still young. But I feel like that's old enough to have some sex. But I wouldn't condone it because I would prefer a motherfucker to be married before they have sex. You know what I'm saying? Fully established financially, mentally, and most of all spiritually. I wouldn't say, you know, do anything. I wouldn't say that. I would say, you know, wait if you can. If you're going to be horny, you're going to be horny. But please protect yourself with the best known condom to mankind. And, you know, just wait a while. Nobody's worth it. Don't have sex with somebody you don't even know. And now you're stuck with her because she's pregnant with your child. And she really want to have your child. Now you got to be a father. Or go to jail for child support, depending on what kind of mother she is or person she is. I don't see the point in all of it. But it happens every day. condone underage kids having sex, teenagers, well, elementary, you know, age kids, nobody. You know what I'm saying? It's pedophilia, especially if you're older than them. And they should sit their little fast young asses down. You know, don't condone them having kids because you're giving your life away, taking a chance having to bring another child to this planet. You don't need to. You still a kid. You need to live your childhood out before you think about bringing another one in this fucked up world with no childhood because you ain't got one. So how they gonna have one? I don't get you. Live life the best way you can as long as you can. It's nothing wrong with having a kid, but right now it's not the time when you're young. That's all I'm saying. Don't rush anything. Even sex. But there's so many positions out there, so many things to do. When you do it, you don't want to smell nothing but greatness. You want it to be clean. That's all I'm saying. Hey, man, I'll be speaking with y'all real soon. Appreciate y'all listening. Other than that, y'all stay up, stay clean, and stay dangerous. Uno. Gone.